discharge of a pollutant is, this is all statutory, by the way. We haven't gotten to any regulation. So statutorily speaking, the discharge of a pollutant is a from a point source. And a point source is intended by the Act to relate to a discrete conveyance, in other words, but basically some identifiable means of conveyance of a pollutant to a navigable water. So from there, I guess the significance begins to take form that it's unlawful in a broad sense to discharge a pollutant into from a point source into navigable waters without a permit. And navigable waters is where the first reference to the phrase waters of the U.S. comes into play. The issue is a jurisdictional issue. So how far does the Federal Clean Water Act extend based on this definition of waters of the U.S.? And the consequences then, if you're discharging from a point source into a navigable water or waters of the U.S., then the federal law requires there to be a permit issued by some authority. In 1998, Texas assumed authority, as the way it's phrased in the TCEQ's parlance, of the NPDES program, which is now called the TPDES program. And so that is the basic status of authority in Texas. In other words, the TCEQ regulates the NPDES program in Texas, with the exception, and it's a pretty significant exception, of oil and gas-related discharges, which are regulated by the Railroad Commission. However, the Railroad Commission was not delegated authority.